Introducing you to the special seekers, his name and the Pasha's Mishpatim for the Shabbos of the 10th of February. Mishpatim, one of the reasons why we love, and it is an emphatic from our heart, we love the Naim Elimelech, we love the spiritual seekers, because it's not just about reading the Bible, it's about practicing what we preach. When you see certain religions, certain rabbis as well, certain priests, and they don't practice what they preach, you're seeing the hypocrites. They're hypocrites, and it hurts, it bothers you, it upsets you. It creates a conflict. After all, if somebody is spiritual, and somebody believes in God, and somebody believes in the Bible, then they should be practicing what they preach. And when they don't, they're hypocrites, and it puts people away from Yiddishkeit. It puts, sends people away from Judaism. And in the 18th century, 1770, 1770, 1770, 1750, the Naim Elimelech started a revival of Judaism in a spiritual practice, what we preach energy. And that's why the Hasidim that came from Galicia, this region of Poland and Ukraine, the reason why it then became a phenomena, and it is a phenomena, an exciting phenomena, a wonderful phenomena, that following the teachings of a rabbi that practices what we preach, is because he made it exciting. He created excitement. He created understanding, enlightenment, and seeing things clearly, turning the light on inside. You know, you go to some synagogues and the rabbis, they talk and they talk and it's boring. Right? When some rabbis start talking and they enhance the synagogue, they enhance your energy. It makes you feel, I learned something there. I found enlightenment. I found the answers I was looking for. I wasn't expecting to hear what the rabbi was going to say, but then he said something, ooh, that's fascinating. And when you hear just one piece of information, it's like a key opening a door. When you hear one bit of spiritual secret, one information, that makes sense. Oh, yes, now I see it. Oh, yes. And that oh, yes moment is what Parshas Mishpatim is all about. There are lots of spiritual secrets in this week's Parsha, and therefore what I want to explain is the first one, which talks about 6 years. 6 years, it actually talks about a person who is a servant, a slave to a master, because he fell on hard times and therefore he had to work like a donkey for somebody, work like a horse, look like a slave for somebody, and it lasts for 6 years. There is no such thing in Jewish biblical knowledge of working forever as a slave. You could say in our generation, you're not supposed to be stuck in a toxic situation forever. You're not supposed to be stuck in a loveless marriage forever. You're not supposed to be afflicted forever. You're supposed to have a certain phase of life where you might be afflicted with it. You've got a lesson to learn from it, but then you come out of it and then you find free will choice to make your own choice what you want next in life. And that's what the 6 year slavery, 6 year being a servant, 6 years working like a donkey was all about. However, if, and the Pasha talks about it, if after 6 years, this gentleman, this person, this slave, this person that's been working, he actually loves it. He really loves what he's doing. After 6 years, if you really love it, then you can stay with it forever. Lailam, lailam, forever and ever. So what is the first spiritual secret of Naim Elimelech? It defines a six-year cycle. Now, we as astrologers understand the six-year cycle is related to Jupiter's cycle. Jupiter is a 12-year, but every 6 years, it then flips over and goes into the next sector. You could say that what started in 2018 with Jupiter in Scorpio, now we have Jupiter in the opposite star sign of Taurus, it defines, have you done it? Are you happy of the past 6 years? 2018, 19, 20, 21, are you happy where you are right now? And if you're not happy, then it's time to make a change. You could say the astrology of Pluto in Capricorn that's been there since 2007. Now it's Pluto in Aquarius. Are you happy with your life that's been and created and happened to you, for you, because of you? Or are you not happy? Now is the time to say, I'm not happy. And if I'm not happy, then I am the one. You are the one. We are the ones that are given the power and the energy to do something about it. Some people say, oh, I can't do anything. I'm stuck. There's no such thing this week onwards with the Aquarius energies, with the new moon in Aquarius. There's no such thing as being stuck. You're not stuck. Nobody's stuck. A couple of years ago, during coronavirus lockdown in 2020, 2021, yeah, you were stuck. You're not stuck today. You know, nobody should feel stuck today. So the definition now is in your mind. Are you happy with what you've got? And if so, you're really happy with it, fine. If you're not happy with it, then you've made the decision. Life is making you make a decision to say, I want to change. It's only right for me to have a change. Now, when I'm giving predictions, astrological predictions for people, and I'm telling people if they weren't happy in October, November, December, January, if they weren't happy, I told people to wait. Tell people to wait. Wait until the energy's right. The new moon, it's the 9th of February, 10th of February, you feel the energy of the new moon on the Shabbos, 10th of February. You're feeling now, I'm ready to make a change. Your life is ready to give you the energy to make a change. You might have not been able to in the past couple of months, but now you're feeling ready. Changes, as the Naaman HaMelech then explains in page 45, Ki Yeruvim Anushim Yachdov, which means there's a bit of a problem going on, internal, I should say. It's an internal problem. You're having a battle with yourself. One part of you is saying, I'm happy. Next part of you is saying, I'm not happy. One part of you is saying, I want to change. And the next part of you is saying, I can't be bothered making a change. So it's that you're having an internal battle. That, of course, is the emotions and the logic. Do you really want it? So do it. But set your mind to it and do it. Stop having a conflict with yourself. Because when you're having a conflict with yourself, even if you are single or married or whatever your status is, if you're having a conflict with yourself, you're not at peace with yourself. And you're not at peace with yourself, something's wrong. Something is wrong with you. If you're not at peace with yourself, don't feel the shlemus, don't feel happiness inside. Something's wrong with you. So it's in order to find, when you have to question, you're looking for, I feel good about it. You know, lots of us have got clothes, different styles of clothes, different types of clothes, different shoes. Some clothes, I don't feel comfortable with them. You don't feel comfortable. Why? You just don't feel comfortable. Don't ask the question why. You just don't. Some clothes, some days you feel comfortable wearing, some days you don't feel comfortable. Some people in your life you feel comfortable, some people you don't feel comfortable. It's not, there's no logic behind it, but it is your soul talking to you. And is a definition of your physical reality. Is talking to your soul. Your soul is talking to your physical reality. And it's saying, are you in the right place? In which case, yeah, you should be happy. If you're not in the right place, your soul feels uncomfortable. And I'm going to digress for a moment with respect to going into church. I remember back in 2002, I was in Cologne, in Germany, for a Fotokina exhibition. It was a photographic exhibition, a photographic trade show, I should say, in Fotokina. Lots of business people in the States, lots of Jewish people there. And opposite the exhibition center, the big Fotokina, there was a huge Cologne cathedral. Huge, next to the train station, in between, there was on the river of the Rhine, there was a huge cathedral. I went in there. I went in. I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything bad. I didn't feel anything good. I didn't feel anything. It was nice. It was a nice, like walking through a museum. It's very nice, very ornate, very beautiful. We're stained glass windows and candles where everybody was lighting candles. But I didn't feel bad about going in. I didn't feel my boss, where he's Jewish and Orthodox. He said, you shouldn't have gone in. You shouldn't have gone in. He had a real, something very uncomfortable. If he would have gone, he would have, I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel, it was nice. It was just nice. Sometimes in life, when people are full of hatred towards something, it means that there is still an inexplicable karmic energy that is keeping them attached to that hatred energy. Others, people, not one way or the other. You know, we talk about people in relationships, your ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, you, some people have still got hatred towards them. Oh, I still hate him. Oh, I still hate her. Oh, you're still connected. As long as you hate your exes, you're still connected to them. It's not love anymore, it's hate. So you're still connected, say with respect to the ultra-Orthodox Jewish people. If they hate Jesus Christ so much, it means their soul is still connected to the guilt of what happened to Jesus after all, descendant of King David. So when we're talking about karmic connections, love and hate is the same karmic energy. You either love it, you hate it. And if you hate it to the point where you really, it annoys you and angers you, you're still connected. You can't move on. If you're going on a date with somebody and they're going on about their ex-husband, ex-wife, how much they hate, how much they had a messy divorce, how painful it was, how he hurt her, how she hurt me. Oh, they're going on about, they're still connected, still married. They might be divorced, but they're still connected to that. You don't want to go on a date with somebody like that. Somebody that's still connected is toxic. Somebody that is liberated and set free. I don't care less this way. I don't care less that way. I don't care less what happens to them. I don't care less. I'm happy. I'm happy. We still talk about divorces. I'm happy when you should be happy when your ex-husband, ex-wife gets remarried and moves on to the relationship. You're happy. They're not, obviously, when somebody gets remarried and moves on, it means that they weren't your destiny. So it's gone. It's over. It's finished. You made a mistake and it's over. So they've moved on. The fact that they're living with somebody else is a sign that it wasn't meant for you. You should be happy about it. You should release it from your aura. And when you release it from your aura, then you find peace in yourself.